الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: ثلاث من كن فيه يسر الله حتفه وأدخله جنته، رفق بالضعيف، وشفقة على الوالدين، وإحسان إلى المملوك. رواه الترمذي. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. سيدنا جابر ابن عبد الله رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, thalathun, there are three qualities. من كن فيه, whosoever has these qualities in him, whosoever possesses these qualities, يسر الله حتفه وأدخله جنته, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him two great bounties. Three qualities. Whoever adopts these three qualities, three deeds, whoever carries out these three deeds, three attributes, three qualities, whoever inculcates these three qualities and attributes within himself, he becomes habituated to doing these three things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him two great bounties. Number one, yassar Allahu hadfahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his death easy for him. Bounty number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his death easy for him. And bounty number two, وَأَدْخَلَهُ جَنَّتَهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him entry into his Jannah. The moment when one departs from this world is decisive. If a person leaves this world with iman and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. And if a person leaves this world without iman, with the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is doomed forever and ever. If a person is guaranteed easy death, he is automatically guaranteed husn-e khatima, a good departure, a easy departure, departure with ease, with husn-e khatima, with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the pangs of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the difficulties of death, from the hardships of death. Yassar Allahu hadfahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his death easy for him. He only has to do three things. And number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him entry into Jannah. أَدْخَلَهُ جَنَّتَهُ. And if a person is saved from the fire of Jahannam and is granted entry into Jannah, he has become successful. فَمَنْ زُهْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. So the one who adopts these three qualities, one who makes a habit of carrying out these three amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the fire of Jahannam and will grant him entry into Jannah. He will not have to enter the fire of Jahannam. Great bounties. What are the three qualities that a person needs to adopt in order to become worthy of these two great bounties? What are the three amal, the three deeds that a person has to carry out? Number one, rifqum bidh-dha'if. Rifqum bidh-dha'if, being lenient and soft with the weak sector of the community. Za'if, the weak sector of the community, the poor people, the fuqara and the masakin, the deprived sector, the orphans, the widows, the insignificant individuals of the community, those who have no influence whatsoever upon the community, those who are looked down upon by other people because of the lack of resources. Their homes are inadequate, their income is inadequate, their position and status is inadequate, everything is inadequate as far as this world is concerned. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how important they are, how significant they are. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sitting with the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, and a poor person, non-influential person, insignificant person passed by. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, what is your opinion regarding this person? So the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in said that if he speaks, nobody will pay attention. If he intercedes for anybody, nobody will accept his intercession.
And if he proposes to marry somebody's daughter, his proposal will not be accepted. Because as far as the world is concerned, he is good for nothing. He doesn't have any worldly resources. He doesn't have name, he doesn't have fame, he doesn't have wealth. After a while, a rich person passed by this gathering where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sitting with his sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What is your opinion regarding this person?" So the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if this person speaks, everybody will become silent and pay attention to him and listen to him. And if he intercedes for anybody, people will accept his intercession. And if he sends a proposal to marry someone's daughter, the proposal will be accepted straight away." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if the whole world was filled with this second person, that means if the millions of people that live in the world, if they were all like this person, and if they were all to compete with this one person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's decision will be that this one person is better than all of them. Why? Because in iman, in yaqeen, in taqwa, in fadail, in khasail, in good characters, good morals, in his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the status and level of his taqwa, no one can match him. All of them put together cannot match him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said in a hadith, "Rubba rajulin ash'ath wa aghbar wa madfughin bil abwab." There are certain people who are insignificant in the eyes of the people because of their poor condition, because of the lack of resources of this world. They don't have good clothes. Their clothes have stains on them. They have dusty clothes and dusty bodies. Their hair are disheveled. They don't have the time, they don't have the means even to comb their hair. And they are so insignificant that if they were to knock at somebody's door, people would push them away from their homes. But that is their apparent condition. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of high status in taqwa and high status in spirituality, they are so great, لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهِ, that if one of them was to say, "By Allah, this should happen, this will happen," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it happen. So I was saying that as far as the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, it is not necessary that he is insignificant in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Ala ukhbirukum bi ahlil jannah?" Shall I not tell you who the people of Jannah are? And then our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu da'ifin mutada'afin." Every weak and insignificant person, and every person who is seen as weak and insignificant, who is made to look weak and insignificant, who is ignored by people. So as far as this world is concerned, they may look zaif, they may look weak, they may look insignificant. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. the most honorable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst you are those who has the most taqwa from amongst you. An orphan, he has no status in the community. He doesn't have a father, so no support. Sometimes even the uncles and the aunts and the close relatives look down upon an orphan. Sometimes the very relatives will victimize him. So as far as this world is concerned, he is da'if. He is weak. He is insignificant. And insignificant people, weak people in this world become the victims of oppression, victims of injustice. They become the victims of unfair treatment. It is for this reason, it is a great deed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if one behaved with leniency, soft-heartedness and compassion with such people. My friends, we should search for such people within the community. We should recognize such people from amongst those people who are around us, in our families, in our neighborhood, in our masjid, in our madrasa, in our school, in our college, in our university. And we should behave with them with leniency, with soft-heartedness, with compassion and mercy. Because as a result of this deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us easy death, husn khatima. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us entry into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam. This is the first deed. This is the first quality. Quality number two, deed number two. Shafaqatun alal walidain. Being affectionate towards parents. Being kind towards parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Rabb has decreed. This is the decision of your Rabb. This is the order of your Rabb. أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Worship only Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And be good to your parents. Be good to your parents in every circumstance, when they are healthy, when they are young, when they are fit, when they are able to look after themselves. When you are a child, when you are a young man, in every circumstance, be good to your parents. And when they reach old age, be even more good to them. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If both of them or either of them was to reach old age in your presence whilst you are still alive, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُوفْ, then in anger, out of resentment, do not say to them as little as oof. Do not even say oof in anger, in resentment. Do not make them feel that they are a burden for you. لا تقل لهما اوف ولا تنهرهما. Do not rebuke them. وقل لهما قولا كريما. And say good words to them. Kind words, polite words. Always speak to them politely. Always speak to them with kindness. Always speak to them in a good manner. In a manner that will please them, that will make their hearts happy
وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا
وَخْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ And out of compassion, out of mercy for them. Lower for them the wings of humility. That means, behave with humbleness. Remain humble all the time with them.
وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا
And always pray for them saying, Oh my Rabb, show them mercy, have mercy upon them, shower your mercies upon my father, upon my mother, upon my parents.
كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا
Just as they raised me when I was young with lot of mercy and compassion.
Shafaqatun ala al-walidain. Shafaqatun ala.
Even if they are wrong, we should not say oof. We should not rebuke them, we should not show anger, we should not show resentment in any way. By walking away in anger, by slamming the door.
Shafaqatun ala al-walidain.
Always be kind to parents. Always be affectionate to parents. This is another deed that will make death easy for us. And that will make us worthy of being granted entry into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam. And the third quality, the third deed, the third action, وَإِحْسَانٌ إِلَى الْمَمْلُوكِ Being good towards the slave, or in our times, towards those people who work for you. You have a shop, you have a factory, you are an employer, and so many employees work for you. Being good towards your employees, being good towards those people who work for you. Za'if, the insignificant people, the orphan, the poor, the deprived, the widow, they are at the mercy of people. Old parents in old age, they are at the mercy of their children. And that person who can only survive, whose family can only survive with what he is earning from his employer, he is at the mercy of his employer. Because they are at your mercy, do not oppress them. Show them kindness. All three sectors.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Ikhwanukum khawalukum. Khawalukum. Your slaves and your subordinates, your khuddam, those in your service, those who are working for you, they are your brothers.
So, whilst dealing with them, keep this in mind that he is my brother. So these three qualities. Number one, being compassionate to the weak sector of the community. Being affectionate to the parents. And being good to slaves or employees. Now, three deeds, just three, only three deeds, and these three deeds will make a person worthy of a good death, easy death, and safety from the fire of Jahannam and entry into Jannah. And there are so many of us who may throughout their lives not even have to do all three things. We may never come across slaves and employees. So only two things. Only two things. And from amongst those people who will have to do only two things, there may be many who will only have to do one thing. They only have parents. When they look around themselves, they cannot see the weak sector of the community. Or they only have to deal with the weak sector of the community because the parents have passed away when the person was very young, even before he was born. The father had passed away. When he was very young, the mother passed away. So sometimes it could be three things, sometimes it could be two things, sometimes it could be only one thing. So easy. Such an easy prescription to acquire an easy death and entry into Jannah. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah from today we will always obey our parents. We will never rebuke our parents. We will not show any resentment to our parents. We will not show any anger to our parents. We will not even say as little as oof to show our anger. No. We will not even say or do something to show our anger that is more insignificant than oof. We will always be kind to them. We will not become a headache for them. So many times, there is no dispute, no rift, because the father and the mother does not have the courage to say anything to the son, to the daughter. So we don't say oof, we don't show any anger, we always remain happy. Because we have been given the liberty by our parents to do whatever we want. So we tend to think that I am not rebuking my parents, I never rebuke my parents, I never get angry on my parents. But do we not know that my parents are afraid of me? And because they are afraid of me, they have given me all the liberty, and everything I am doing, my parents are not happy with majority of the things. So I am hurting them all the time. This is not being affectionate to parents. This is not showing kindness to parents. Try to understand their wishes and behave accordingly. As long as it is within the framework of Sharia. Because the principle is La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. One cannot obey the makhluk and disobey the creator. So as long as it is within the framework of Sharia, framework of Deen, we need to always remain affectionate to our parents, whether they are healthy or whether they are unwell, whether they are still young or whether they have become old, in all circumstances. Let us also search within the community, within our workplace, within the masajid we attend, the weak sector of the community, and try to show affection, love. Do whatever is possible within one's means and try to bring comfort and happiness to that deprived individual. And if we are employers, then let us be kind to our employees. Let us be kind to our employees. Atul ajira ajrahu qabla an yajiffa araquhu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that before the sweat of the employee dries, give him what is due to him. There are so many employers who take advantage of the circumstances of their employees and are not even prepared to give them the minimum wage. They are not even prepared to give them the minimum wage. So on one side you are oppressing the poor, the da'if, the weak, and on the other side you are breaking the law of the country. That is another sin. Because we have made an agreement with the government that you will look after us, you will give us security, safety, and we will obey the law of the land. So it is necessary for us to obey the law of the country. So those of us who are employers, let us pay the employees their fair due and pay them as soon as it is due. Do not defer the salary next week, next week, next week. Here, take some now, I'll give you the remainder later. No. And once in a while, those employers who are able to do so, they should give bonus also. They should give more hadiya, just a gift. If we show this kindness to our employers, if we show affection to our parents, and if we show kindness to the weak sector of the community, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us these two great bounties. Allah will make death easy for us. Allah will grant us husni khatima. And Allah will grant us entry into Jannah without us having to go in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We are passing through